Good afternoon, everybody. This is Ross Nielsen. Welcome to another installment, our third, of Killer Tunes. I am in the Wolf's Den here at 95.7 The Wolf FM. We're going to ease into today's show with a live track called Midnight in Harlem off of Tedeschi Trucks' live album called Everybody's Talking. Hey, thank you for tuning in today. I hope you can sit back and relax, maybe grab a beverage of choice, and enjoy today's show. Put your feet up. We're going to have a good time. It's going to get rocking, but first, check this out.
Well, I came to the city. I was running from the bed. My heart was bleeding, and it hurt my bones to lay. Staying in the city, no access to the born to love me. I was raised to be as fool of this fool. I went down to the river and I took a look around. There were old man's shoes, there were needles on the ground. No more mysteries, baby. No more secrets, no more clues, no more blues. Stars are out there, you can almost see the moon. The streets are windy, and the subway's closing down.
Thank you. So you think the world looks crazy and eats up your lies like it's good for her, like apple pies, and she don't even cry. She is not a fool, she's just trying to do what her heart says to.
Wonderful couple of tunes there. That first tune from Tedeschi Trucks Band off their live album, Everybody's Talking. Just amazing singing, amazing guitar playing. What a band, people, what a band. Definitely carrying the torch of the jam band scene that they inherited from the Allman Brothers Band, if you will. And then, of course, we had my man, Lil George, the triple threat, killer singer, killer guitar player, killer songwriter. That's his take on an Alan Toussaint song called What Do You Want the Girl to Do? Off of his only solo album, The album was out in 1979. It's called Thanks, I'll Eat It Here. Took him forever to make it. It was an amazing record. I love that one so much. All right, we're moving into a tune here from Miss Betty Levette, an amazing old-school soul singer. And this is a tune called Joy, which is a Lucinda Williams song. And the album that this came out on is from quite some time ago, produced by Joe Henry. The album's called I've Got My Own Hell to Raise. 10 years old, 2005 this came out, folks. Timeless. Check this out.
They took my joy. I don't like it no more, cause they took my joy. They took my joy, I want it back. They took my joy, I want it back. I said I started in Detroit and I was looking for my joy. Said I started in Detroit and I was looking for my joy. Baby, in the Motor City, I find joy. Baby, in the Motor City, I find joy. Then I went to New York, I was looking for my joy. Went to New York and I was looking for my joy. Baby, in the Apple, I could find joy. I was looking for my joy. Maybe in Memphis I'd find joy. Maybe in Memphis I'd find joy. So then I went to Muscle Shoals looking for my joy. Went to Muscle Shoals looking for my joy. I thought maybe in the shoals I could find some joy. Maybe in the shoals I could find some joy. No more, cause they took my joy. They took my joy. I want it back. They took my joy.
Don't let me get lonely. Just get gone. she likes me, your father does too. Everyone in your family beside you. I can ask you a thousand times. Nothing I say makes you mine. Don't let me get lonely.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Ross Nielsen. You're listening to Killer Tunes, 95.7 The Wolf, right out of Fredericktown. That last tune was called Don't Let Me Get Lonely by the record company off an EP of theirs called Feel So Good. Great band from Los Angeles, super nice guys. They've played Fredericton a bunch at the old Harvest Jazz and Blues Festival. Always a sweaty, good time show. I saw them a few years ago, and they even busted out Sabotage by the Beastie Boys. How cool is that? We're moving in now to someone who I think is the possibly the greatest songwriter of my generation. He's a young man named Jason Isbell. He's got a new album out this year called Something More Than Free, recently nominated for a Grammy Award. I think this dude is doing everything right. Great songs, great lyrics, beautiful albums, just killing it, man. He's killing it. I chose a song called Palmetto Rose off this album to play for you. Just really cool tempo shifts, good groove, great guitar tones, everything I love in a killer tune. The title, Palmetto Rose, for those of you who don't know, I guess in Charleston, South Carolina, they have a tradition. There's street vendors who make these hand-woven palmetto roses that they sell to the tourists that cruise the streets. So I thought that was kind of a little bit of trivia and a reference to the iodine state in the chorus. I guess that's something to do with the 20s agricultural marketing campaign that elevated the levels of iodine in the state's produce. So whoops on that one. Anyhow, enjoy this tune. Just one of the best things out there right now. Jason Isbell, Palmetto Rose.
Everybody in the Tri-County know who made and the still. Thunder that the rain makes when the shadow tops the hill. Big light on a back street, hill to evermore. Packing down the ladder with a hammer to the floor. Here come the big Black Mariah. Here come the big Black Mariah. Here come the big Black Mariah. I seen the big black Ford, where it's all boxed up on a red bell day. Hunting Black Johnny with a blind man's cane. Yellow bullet with a rag out in the wind. An old black tiger and an old bell Jim. Here come the big Black Mariah. Mariah, here come the big Black Mariah. Here come that big black Ford I sent to the skies on a Benny Jack Blue. Off the bed without a supper like a little bride do. Here come the old Widow Jones. I got a wooden coat, this boy never coming home. Here come the big Mariah. Here come the big Black Mariah. Here come the big Black Mariah. I seen that big black Ford. Johnny with a blind man's cane. 100 yellow bullets shook out rag in the wind. An old blind tiger on a bell you with. Here come the big Black Mariah. Here come the big Black Mariah. Here come the big Black Mariah. Here come that big black Ford.
John Hammond, like, does it get any better than John Hammond? That is Johnny doing a Tom Waits tune. It was Tom's birthday earlier this week, and I wanted to play a Waits tune. John's album, Wicked Grin, which is all Tom Waits tunes, one of my all-time favorite albums. I could listen to it all day and all night. So fantastic. I saw John a couple years ago at Harvest, and he just blew my mind. He was 72 years old, and he came out, doesn't plug his guitar in, just sticks a mic in front of it and beats the tar out of that thing, man. He rocked so hard for one dude in his 70s. It was so inspiring and blew my mind. If you get a chance to see Hammond, you got to go. I was very fortunate to see him. I'd missed him probably half a dozen times in the last few years, and I certainly couldn't pass up an opportunity to see him at the Playhouse in my hometown. Like, come on. Anyway, I took my mom. We had a wonderful time. It was so good. All right, everybody, I'm going to spin a tune now called The Lord is Waiting and the Devil is Too. That's some spooky imagery right there, eh? You know, you done something wrong if someone writes a tune and calls it that and it's about you. You know what I'm saying? This is Johnny Sansone. The album is called The Lord is Waiting and the Devil is Too. I think this tune won Song of the Year or something at the Blues Awards, if you're into awards and that kind of crap. We don't need no stinking awards to know when a tune is a killer tune, do we, people? No, sir. I'm telling you what's a killer tune. It's this one. I had been trying to hear this album for quite some time, and Johnny wasn't real up on the interwebs and whatnot, so I didn't know where to get it. I had to ask a few record stores, and I found myself in Puerto Escondido, Mexico. I think it was 2012, maybe. I don't even remember. And I kind of lucked out. My buddy Dylan Wickens, a great guitar player from Ontario, couldn't go. So I snuck in his place, and I went down to play this festival and to hang out for a week. And it turns out Johnny had been down sometime before to do the same festival, and he left a bunch of CDs, and the promoter of the festival gave me this CD. So strangely, I went all the way to Mexico to get this CD in my hands. Produced by our pal Anders Osborne, it has some of the most glorious guitar tones on it you'll ever hear. It's what inspired me to ask Anders to produce my album Resurrection. And the amazing Stanton Moore on drums. Like, you know, when you get a combo like that, you're bound to have an amazing album come out of your studio, folks. This was recorded, I believe, at Dockside Studios, where we did our last album. And it's just a ferocious track. Killer singing, killer playing by Johnny on the harmonica. And, of course, Stanton and Anders just holding it down. Dig this. This is called The Lord is Waiting and the Devil is Too.
Lord, waiting and the devil is too. Find the Lord. for you to choose.
Cause the Lord is waiting and the devil is too. Better find the Lord before I find you. The Lord is waiting and the devil is too. You better find the Lord before I find you. You better find the Lord before I find you. You better find the Lord before I find you. You better find the Lord before I find you.
This is Shamika Copeland with a message for Santa. This year, why don't you stay a little longer?
Nowadays, it's pretty easy to arrange a do-it-yourself vacation. Unfortunately, it's also easy to get taken in by companies looking to make a fast buck at your expense. Some things are best left to professionals. Let Earth Trek Unlimited assist you with your travel plans. Whether it's across the country or across the globe, Earth Trek Unlimited can help you. Getting there should be the least of your worries. Visit our website at www.etu.nb.ca.
No more ugly ties for me at Christmas.
And I don't have to stockpile another useless kitchen gadget.
All thanks to World Vision's gift catalog at worldvision.ca/gifts. I'm Colin Mockery.
And I'm Deb McGrath. For 8 years, we've been going online to choose gifts like chickens and goats for children and families living in poverty. Gifts that provide food, income, and a hopeful future.
Deb and I traveled to the Congo, where we saw how World Vision is changing children's lives for the better.
So, you thought the ties were ugly?
Not too ugly to regift. For gifts that change lives,
go to worldvision.ca/gifts.
Merry Christmas to everyone. And I do believe that you're going to have a happy new year. My name is Lonnie Brooks, and I'm ready to cook.
And brothers, because if you do, you can hear their voices still calling across the years, and they're all crying across the ocean, and they're crying across the land, and they will too. We all come to understand. None of us are free, none of us are free. And they just can't see the light. If you don't say it's wrong, then that says it's right. We got to try to feel for each other. Let our brothers know that we care. Got to get the message, send it out loud and clear. You gonna see what I say. Cause the world is getting smaller each passing day.
Passing day.
Now it's time to start making changes. And it's time for us all to realize that the truth is shining bright right before our eyes.
Before our eyes.
None of us are free. None of us are free. None of us are free. One of us is chained. None of us are free.
Welcome back, everybody. That was a lovely commercial break. This is Ross Nielsen. This is the program Killer Tunes. Thank you for tuning in. We're up here at the Wolf 95.7, broadcasting right out of Fredericton, New Brunswick. Yeah, we are. That last tune was King Solomon Burke. That's from a 2002 release called Don't Give Up On Me. The song is called None of Us Are Free. That's the Blind Boys of Alabama on the backing vocals. That won a Grammy for Best Contemporary Blues Album, if you can imagine, of course, the blurry lines of blues these days. I love Solomon Burke. He enjoyed such a nice rejuvenation in the tail end of his career. There's a great album he did. I can't think of what it's called off the top of my head, but it's a country album. It might even be called Nashville. Just some amazing stuff on there. One was produced by Don Was, just killer record. That album that we just heard the track from was produced by Joe Henry. We got a double dose of Joe Henry production today because that Betty LeVette track earlier in the show was also a Joe Henry production. I don't know if it's on my mind subliminally or not, but earlier this week I was reading the Maritime's own Rose Cousins is raising money on Kickstarter for a new album, and she's actually getting Joe Henry to produce her new record. I was pretty excited to hear that. That's, one, not cheap, hence the Kickstarter fund, and two, dude makes killer records, so I'm pretty stoked for Rose. She's great as it is, and that will only make her even more fantastic. Or greater, as they say. Listen, I appreciate you tuning in. We're kind of creeping up on the tail end of the show. Better late than never, folks. Thanks for being here with me and putting up with me. I tried to keep the caffeine intake to a minimum today so I wouldn't be too chatty and annoying. I feel like I'm about a 4, maybe a 4.5 on the scale of annoying from 1 to 10, and that's directly related to my caffeine intake. I'm not even joking. Okay, listen, I'm going to play a tune here by George Harrison. This is off of the legendary album All Things Must Pass. I was stunned to find out that this album outsold all the other Beatles projects, the solo Beatles projects. What a record. Every song sounds like a hit. It sounds like something you're familiar with, you know? I came to George late. I don't know why. I did Lennon when I was younger because I was kind of pissed off and stuff, and then I hated McCartney for a while, and then eventually I I got sucked into McCartney through that Wings Over America live album because Paul just kills it. I remember doing my dishes one day and listening to it in the background and thinking, who's that singing like Little Richard? I went and look, and it's Paul McCartney, people. Dude is, man, I just so, you know, sometimes you just think you know everything, and then you get a little older and you realize you don't know anything. And that was one of those moments. I have those moments a lot nowadays, but that was one of them. And then eventually I got led to George Harrison. And I think that I'd loaned a computer to a friend, and when it came back, it had all this great music on it. Some crappy music, too, but a lot of great music. And one of the chunks of great music was George Harrison, and I get into it, man. And now All Things Must Pass is on my iPod, and that's one of my go-to albums to listen to when I'm going out for the old run. Yeah, that's right, folks. Running. Not even anything chasing me, and I'm running. It's because I'm old now, people. I'm old, and you know, I'd like to have another decade or two on the earth, so I've been running. And this is one of my favorite tunes to get in the headphones when I'm doing my jog. Yeah, let's not call it running. Let's call it what it is. You can probably walk faster than I jog, but that's a fact, folks. At least I'm out there trying not to die, even though it looks like I'm probably going to die when I'm jogging, quote-unquote, jogging, running. This is George Harrison, Let It Down.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, that's a gooder right there. It's so intense in the chorus. I love it. Look, people, we're going out. This is the last tune. Thank you for tuning in today to Killer Tunes with me, your host, Ross Nielsen. I appreciate you for listening. It means a lot to me, honestly. And if you want to drop me a line on the Twitter machine, at Ross Nielsen, or via email, rossnielsen@gmail, please do so and let me know what you think I can do better or what I'm doing that I could be doing worse. I don't know. Maybe I could stutter and stammer a little more. I felt a little bad about saying all that stuff last week. But then I heard Steve Earle's show on Outlaw Country, and I don't feel bad at all now. That guy couldn't say more things, but he is Steve Earle, so we let that slide, right? I'm going out on a tune by one of my favorite bands, Los Lobos. Underrated band. So much more than La Bamba soundtrack. Just great songs, man. They were in town not long ago, maybe a few years, I guess. And I remember seeing them at DJ Purdy's, and I had a chuckle because the waitress says, "Would you like anything else, sir?" And he says, "Well, we flew in from the West Coast, so there's really only two things we can do at this point. We can either go have a nap or keep drinking, so I'll have another drink." I thought that was quite humorous. And, you know, Dave Hidalgo is one of my favorite guitar players, and this tune really showcases their rippage. It's called I Walk Alone, and it's off an album called The Neighborhood. I want to send this out to my buddy, my homeboy, Dale Turner, all the way in Kelowna, who turned me onto this album back in the mid-90s when I was living out there and working at a record store. And in closing, listen, people, thank you so much again. Be good to one another this week. We'll see you next week. It's Christmas time. Be lovely to one another. Hug each other. Buy each other coffee. You know, buy that dude behind you in the crappy coffee line a coffee, and it'll make him feel better. And, you know, when you feel better, you feel better. Who doesn't want to feel better? Let's feel better all week long. We'll see you next week, people. Feel good. Woo!